to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about Lunasad, the Harvest of Community. The beginning of August is traditionally the start of the grain harvest, and in Celtic countries like Ireland, this time was marked by the Festival of Lunasad, named for the Celtic vegetation god Lugh, who was mystically transformed into the grain when it was ready to be harvested. Lunasad was a festival that celebrated community that was about to make the grain harvest happen. Without the community joining together for the long weeks and arduous labor of bringing in the grain, the harvest could not take place. So Lunasad was also a festival of thanksgiving for the strength and cohesiveness of the community. Lunasad was a week-long festival that brought together all the villages and clans of the district, and included in the celebration was the land herself. To honor the land, people climbed the hills around to the very tops and looked out in all directions to admire the land and express gratitude to the land that had grown the grain. People also placed carved stone heads of Lugh on the hilltops so that he, too, could admire the land before going into the grain harvest. Lunasad was an annual event that provided formal opportunity to mend relationships and refurbish ties among individuals and clans so that the community could be made whole and strong again before embarking on the harvest. These celebrations were the precursors of today's summer fairs. They included tests of skill and strength, contests that aired friendly rivalries, built team spirit, and forged community solidarity. Traditional games included foot races, horse races, sack races, and three-legged races, hunting dog trials, archery contests, tug-of-war wrestling, and wife-carrying races, all of which are still enjoyed today. Lunasad was also a time for market transactions like horse trading and other business matters, and a chance to settle legal disputes. Also traditional was the practice of hand fasting, the pagan wedding ceremony that bound a couple together for a year and a day. In effect, Lunasad bound the entire community together in friendship, trust, and shared values and goals. By the year 500, however, much of the British Isles had been Christianized, and the church began to replace Lunasad with a holy day called Lammas, which means loaf mass, a celebration of bread. On the surface, Lammas appeared to be the same sort of holiday as Lunasad. However, there was a fundamental difference between the two. Lunasad celebrated the land that produced the grain and celebrated the community that was about to harvest the grain. But Lammas's main focus was on man's state of original sinfulness and on his need to do penance and earn forgiveness before he could be deserving of the harvest. At our Grove celebration, Lunasad includes the sharing of bread and wine with each other. In the process, we bestow our blessings on one another by saying, "May you never hunger, and may you never thirst." We also offer bread and wine to the land, and honor it as well. Another part of the ceremony calls on each of us to state what we need from the community and what we have to give to the community. Finally, we bless the fruit and honey that each celebrant has brought, which will be made into the community mead, shared at some future Lunasad ceremony. And so may you feel yourself held in the embrace of your community, receiving according to your need and giving according to your ability, so the whole community will be strengthened. And may you feel deeply connected to the land. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.